At the beginning of November, the casemates and their men had reached within a few miles of Cheyenne. The UP was nearly 500 miles from Omaha. Jack Casement, like Grenville Dodge, had hoped for more. He wanted to get over Sherman Pass and beyond Dale Creek down to Laramie, but it wasn't to be. The biggest holdup was ties. Indians had chased tie cutters out of the canyons on the North Platte, so Reed had to buy ties from the Missouri River Valley and have them, inferior cottonwoods, shipped west by train. On November 16, 1867, the lead article in the Chicago Tribune read, "Dated Cheyenne, 11-14-67. Yesterday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, track laying on the UP was completed to the city of Cheyenne, and in a few moments the whistle of the locomotive was heard above the noise of the hammers and the rattle of wagons all over the bustling city." Shortly thereafter, Casement went into winter camp, with Cheyenne as the end of track. Julesburg began moving its tents. Dodge quickly decided that Cheyenne was an even worse hell on wheels. But he had his own report to the directors of the UP for 1867 to work on, and cleaning up the town could come later. Much of his work was centered on the exploring he did west of the Black Hills and east of the Salt Lake, where he was the first to make maps, and for which he has never received the credit due him. In his report he wrote, "Without the Union Pacific Railroad, the country west of the Missouri River would be a burden to the government, and almost an uninhabitable waste. With it, it will soon be an empire, and one of our principal elements of power and strength." The same issue of the Chicago paper that announced the arrival of the first train to Cheyenne also noted that Miss Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Miss Susan B. Anthony had come by train to Omaha, where they gave lectures in favor of woman suffrage. In politics, economics, culture, where and how people lived, America was changing.